We're on the telephone with Jeff Mueller, who is a field agronomist for Pioneer. Jeff is from St. Paul, Nebraska. And Jeff is one of the participants, one of the scouts in the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour, which officially got underway today. Well, Jeff, let's talk about what you're seeing in your area there in central Nebraska as far as, let's look at corn first of all. What are you seeing there?
Well, as you know, with the drought and everything, corn seems to be all over the board. When we're looking at irrigated corn, the stuff that had really good water on it and didn't stress from that, we're going to have some pretty darn good yields in some of those fields. We get into some of the fields that maybe had a pivot go down or had some limited water or some water issues on there. We're going to pull back the yield a little bit. The problem with this year with the drought is we're going to have the yields are going to be all over the board. So, you know, anywhere from 150 to 250 bushel corn, more than likely what we're going to see on the irrigated ground with the corn. Dry land, I think we all pretty much understand that there's not going to be much we're going to get off the dry land this year. A lot of it's been zeroed out already and chopped or baled. So that's kind of where we're sitting at with the corn right now.
Okay, I know there was a lot of concern, you know, at pollination time with those really hot temperatures. How much of an impact do you think that had on the irrigated corn? We know what it did to the dry land.
You know, in the irrigated corn, you know, we had a field here and there that had some pretty bad pollination. But overall, majority on the irrigated, the pollination seems to be pretty solid from what we've seen and what we've been noticing. You know, we've had some fields that had some rootworm beetle clipping in it on the silks that caused some pollination problems. But overall, I would guess say pleasantly surprised we didn't have as much pollination problem as maybe we were expecting with the high day and nighttime temperatures and lack of moisture that we had during that critical period.
Jeff, we've heard different people say that in a year like this, probably one of the worst drought years, one of the hottest summers we've had, that many of them are still amazed at how well the corn hybrids are able to hold up through these kind of conditions.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's a testimony to the breeding efforts that have gone in corn breeding in the last couple decades. 20 years ago, would we have the yields out there that we have now? Absolutely not. You know, we would have probably melted down a lot sooner and not had the yields out there. But, through improved genetics and improved breeding through the corn germplasm, products like Aquamax that they've been working with, just has really helped improve how some of these products can tolerate the corn how they can tolerate the heat. And the corn really, in a lot of areas, tolerated it, you know, as best as it could. But, you know, I would say it hung on a lot better than we thought it would in some areas. But unfortunately, like we said, the dry land just couldn't handle it anymore. But like on the irrigated, it's looking pretty decent in some areas, what we've seen.
What about soybeans in that area?
Well, soybeans, again, that's going to be another one all over the board, I think. And the good irrigated ground on irrigated acres, we're probably going to see in the range of probably 50 to 70 bushel. And obviously, we'll see some outliers on both ends of that. But beans seem to be doing pretty good. They're holding together well also in those areas. There was some concern that we lost some pods earlier, or basically some flowers, when we had that really hot heat and that wind. I lost some of those flowers, but we've been able to get a second bloom of flowers coming on, and we get in some of these fields and we get some nice pod sets going on. So again, as with the corn, I think it's gonna be all over the board, and the variability, it's gonna be a lot more variable this year in both the corn and the soybeans across the field than we've seen in years past due to the dry conditions we had. Again, on dry land acres, it's one of those deals that any yield that comes off any dry land acres will probably be a bonus, because there's going to be a lot that we just couldn't put any pods on this year too.
And I saw a note from somebody online saying they had pods, but the soybeans were very small.
Yep. I guess what we'll see as this year progresses. Again, that could be some of it to the fact of, did we lose that first those first flowers, and now we're getting, you know, we're flowering again, and they're putting the pods on. And if that's the case, a little bit later flowering, we would probably expect to see a little bit smaller bean. And again, with the stress that we have underneath it too, with moisture-wise, it could result in smaller beans. You know, August is usually the month where we need the moisture that really puts on the yield and fills those pods out in soybeans. And again, other than irrigation, we really haven't received any additional rainfall or moisture to help maximize out that yield potential.
Now, these cooler nights and days that we've had here for the last week or so, is this helping the crop?
I think right now, if we can maintain these mid to upper 80 days and have down in these, upper 50s to low 60s at night, that's going to be a good situation. What it's also done is it's helped both the corn and the soybeans from the fact that the corn, with the high nighttime and daytime temperatures, we were shortening our grain fill period because we were, filling so rapid, and doing that with the soybeans also. But now that we've gotten some cooler temperatures, it's slowed down some of that grain fill, and it's given us a longer time to help fill out a little more grain. So, we very possibly could see later planted corn or later maturity corn take more advantage of this cooler weather than some of the earlier planted or earlier maturity corn, because it's allowing it more time for some grain fill, put in more test weight, make a little bit deeper kernel, and on the soybeans also. It helps slow down that maturity a little bit from there. But again, soybeans are on a day-night length, where corn is more of a heat unit situation.
Well, very good. We appreciate the report. And as you said, on the corn side, looks like quite a wide range. Going to see quite a wide range of yields there on the irrigated corn then.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's gonna be one of those years that you're probably not really going to know a whole lot what you have until after you've ran through that field and brought the yields in, because again, did you have a sprinkler? A couple sprinklers could have went down. Again, variability in the soil is really showing up now this time of year that we've seen, just because we don't have a subsoil moisture out there. So variability is going to be tossed a word that's probably going to be tossed around a lot this year in yields going over the fields.